The governor of the U.S. state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, announced Tuesday state law enforcement will launch a criminal investigation of the apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. DeSantis' announcement means a state-level probe will run parallel to the federal investigation into the suspect, Ryan Wesley Roth, who formerly faced federal firearms charges Monday. At a news briefing in West Palm Beach, DeSantis said Roth is believed to have committed state law violations across multiple judicial circuits in Florida where the state would have jurisdiction. Meanwhile, in Washington, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said he will spare no resource in this investigation.
The entire Justice Department, including in particular the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida, the National Security Division, are all coordinating closely with our local state law enforcement partners on the ground. We will all work together to tirelessly determine accountability in this matter.
Roth was arrested Sunday afternoon after authorities spotted a firearm poking out of shrubbery on the West Palm Beach golf course where Trump was playing. Prosecutors asked that Roth remain locked up as a flight risk. Israel said Tuesday that halting Hezbollah's attacks in the country's north to allow residents to return to their home is now an official war goal as it considers a wider military operation in Lebanon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli officials have repeatedly threatened to take heavier military action to halt the near-daily attacks, which began shortly after the outbreak of the war in Gaza. Jerusalem's regularly launched airstrikes in response and has targeted and killed senior Hezbollah commanders. The fighting has displaced tens of thousands of people on both sides of the border. Hezbollah has said it would halt the attacks with a ceasefire in Gaza, and the U.S. has pressed for restraint. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Authorities in the North African country of Mali have said insurgents targeting a gendarmerie or military school